up to Sadik Aleph Amar Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Mechayiv hoye Rabbi Meir af v'motzi chita achas l'zriya. Rabbi Meir was the tan of this Mishnah, the Matznia. A person puts something away for a specific purpose, and that purpose is your chayiv even less than the shir. Less than the shir is chashuv, so then your chayiv even for that. So the mayor holds that even if you take out one seed to plant, that's your chayiv. Even though normally we say a person doesn't bother to take out one seed for planting, so stam you wouldn't be chayiv unless you have five seeds or two seeds of certain kinds of things, right? But here, if your intention is you taka are matriach, then you're chayiv on that. Tzmar says pshita kol shu tanan. It says anything. So why would I think that one seed is different? Mahu de se makol shulafuke migrogris. Right? That's only to come and tell me you don't need a grogris, but you still need something chashuv, more than just one seed. Ula olam adika kezayis. You need at least a kezayis. Kamash malan, that no, that what's it called, that any amount means any amount. Rashi. Kol shu tanan ustam mishnah Rav Meir. This mishnah, ustam mishnah is Rav Meir. Lafuki migrogris, the shar ochli, right? That other foods, if you don't have any specific intention, so you need a grogris. But here, even a kezayis would be enough. It's mashma from here clearly. That what's it called? That a kezayis is less than a grogris, but lemaisa the Rambam seems to say that a grogris is a third of a beya, and a kezayis is half a beya. That would mean that a kezayis is bigger than a grogris. So some say that over here it's talking. It means a small kezayis. They're small kezayisim, which is smaller than a grogris. Another saw that the shurim are different, just the opposite. A grogris is more than a third of a zayas, but less than half a zayas, just the opposite. A kezayas is, more than a third of a beya, but less than half, and a grogris is like a half a kebeya, just the opposite. There's different ways of mean mechash of the shurim, but the way Rambam seems to learn, kezayis, a regular kezayis is bigger than a grogris, even though this gemara seems to say the opposite. So they have to say that this gemara is talking about small kezayis. Maskif lor v'yitzvah b'reder of Yehuda, ela me'ata chishav lahotzi kol beiso, hachinamid lo mechayiv ademapik l'kulei. If a person had intention only to carry out his whole house, he's moving his house, he wants to take out everything out, so he doesn't have kavana for any specific thing, he only has a kavana to get the whole house out. So I might think that what's it called? It shouldn't be chayiv unless he takes the whole thing out, because we're saying it depends on a person's kavana. So normally there's a shir. If you have kavana for less, then it's less. If you have kavana for more, it should be for more too. So Mar says no. Hashem butla daita itzul koladim. There, normal people, right, are machshiv things that are a grogris, or whatever other shirim there are. And here, your das is butla to what normal people. But over here, there are people who are machshiv less things. So you don't say bot la daite. Rashi, elameata de masnisim bedaite talini. If everything's dependent on the person's own das, kedeka amras, like we said, mishum da al das shon machsheves le shiura. Going back now to the beginning of the Mishnah, to the Mishnah itself, right? That not on what we just said now. That if you take out one zera lizriya, one chita lizriya, you should be chayav. But the stam in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, hamatzniya, if a person shows that this is chashuv to him, so then he's chayav even on less than a shir. So if he shows it's not chashuv to him, he should be chayav not on that shir, but only on a bigger shir. Mar says, no. There, what's it called? It's not the same thing. Chishev, lahotzi kol beiso, bahotzoa achas, if you intention only to take out your entire contents of your house. You don't consider it important unless you take everything out. If he takes out only part at a time, even though big things, he's not chayiv. But this is a shir that's chashiv to everybody. you're totally meshuggah. You're yotzim in a cloud. So your das doesn't make a difference. But people can be machshiv less amounts. So you go into the category of those kind of people who are machshiv less. Okay, v'chol adam ein chayov en olel kishiuro, regular person, right, not the person who was matzniya it, if he takes it out, then he's chayiv only if there's a shear. So if somebody put away a certain thing to do, so he put away one seed to plant. So if he takes it out later, he's chayiv even for the one seed, because he was machshiv that seed. If somebody else goes and takes out that one seed, even though it was put away, right, by this person, that person's das can't be machayiv somebody else. For that other person, the one seed is not choshev. There you need the shear of how many seeds you normally need. So masnisin below Reb Shimon ben Elazar. This Mishnah does not go like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya klalam Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar argues on this. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, kol she'eino kosher latznia, ve'ein matznian kamohu, ve'huchsher lezeh ve'hitznio, something that people don't normally put away, and but this person did put it away. He considered it important. And then somebody else came, somebody else took and carried out that thing that this person put away, even though he didn't put it away, but it was nechshav by the other person. Since this, the first person, Reuven, put it away and made it chashav, now anybody who carries it out is going to be chayiv, because now it's a chashav thing. Because this person made it chashuv, now it becomes chashuv for everybody. So that's not like our Mishnah. So our Mishnah doesn't go like Rav Shimon Elazar. Our Mishnah is Rav Meir, and Rav Meir holds that the person who puts it away, he's chayiv on it, and somebody else who carries that same thing out, even though it's been put away, would not be chayiv. Rashi, the chol adam ein chayov en ele kishiro, afal pi shehuch shel azev, it's new. Even though this person put it away, if somebody else carries it out from there, he's only chayiv as a shir. Okay. Omar Rav Nachman, Hotzi kegrogris lachila. The guy made an akira on a grogris, and his intention was to eat it. So there's a shear for achila of a grogris. The nimlach aleh lizriya. Then he changed his mind, and he said, instead of eating it, I'm going to plant it. Right, and so there's surely still a shear for zriya. Zriya is a smaller shear than achila. So when he took it out, there was a shear. And now when he changed his mind, there's also a shear. Okay? You don't even need that much. Now it's more than a shear. Inami, Lizria. He intended to carry out a grogris, and he intended to plant it. Right? A grogris of seeds, and he intended to plant them. So surely there's more than enough for a shear. Then he changed his mind to eat it. There's still enough for a shear. But it didn't have the same kavana in the beginning and the end. In the beginning, but in either case, there was a shear in the beginning and a shear in the end, according to his machshava, chayiv. So in either case, he's chayiv. Tomorrow says pshita, zil hachi ikashiura, the zil hachi ikashiura, the chara it's pashit, right? Wherever you turn, there's a shear. There was a shear in the beginning, there's a shear in the end. There was always a grogris here. Tomorrow says mao the same, and what would I have thought? But inan akira v'hanocha b'chada machshava v'haleka. The Akira and Hanoch have to be with the same Machshava. Either you pick it up and put it down for the sake of eating, or you pick it up and put it down for the sake of planting. But if you change your Machshava in the middle, then maybe the Akira and the Hanoch can't be considered one thing. So it's not one carrying anymore. Kamash Malon, you don't say that. That as long as there was a shear when you picked it up, no matter what your Kavana was, but if your Kavana was a shear, and when you put it down there was a shear, Lefi your Kavana, then it's what's it called? Doesn't make a difference what your machshava was. It's your chayiv. Okay, Rashi. Kigrogris ikashira lachila ulahotza b'koshkein lizriya. The shira b'koshu. Right. There's a shear. If you tend to eat it, you need a shear of a grogris, and there is a grogris. And surely there's a shear if you intend to plant it. The shear is a koshu, even one seed. So you have more than enough. Boy, Rava. So now Rava asks this following shayla. Hotzi chatzi grogris lizriya. Okay, you took out a half a grogris, but your intention was to plant it. So you would have been chayiv. If you took it out and put it down, right, in order to plant, you're chayiv no shayla. Okay. V'tofcha. And now it got expanded. It swelled up. okay? You got the rained or whatever on it, the moisture filled it up, and now it's a grogris. It got bigger. Now it doubled its size. So now it's a grogris. The nimlech oleh l'achil, and after it got bigger, you had intention now to eat it before you put it down. So when you picked it up, there was a shear, but not a shear for achila. There was only a shear for zriya. When you put it down, you already changed your mind to eat it, but now there was a shear for achila because it got bigger. Mach. Im timtzalomer hasam hu demechayev dezil hacha ikishura dezil hacha ikishura. The first case where you took out a grogris and you put down a grogris, you just changed your mind of what it was for, so there was a shear no matter where. Whatever your kavana was, there was a shear. Okay? In the beginning and the end. When you picked it up, there wasn't a shear for what you thought of when you put it down. When you put it down, you thought of for achila. When you picked it up, there wasn't a shear for achila. There was only a shear for zriya. It only became a shear for achila after you picked it up, before you put it down. Right? So maybe here you're not chayiv. Oh, Dilma, kiven di ilu ishtik velo choshiv alei mechayiv amachshava dizriya hashanami mechayiv. Or maybe not. Since if you wouldn't have changed your mind, right, when you took it out, you had kavana for zriya. And there was a shear. And if you wouldn't have said thought anything, that shear is still there. Now that you changed your mind for achila, but maisa, there is a shear for achila now. So maybe, therefore, the fact that had you thought nothing, you still would have been chayiv. Now that you changed your mind, but l'maisa, you changed your mind in a way that there's a shear now after you changed your mind. So maybe all of that put together makes you chayiv. The imtim shalomer kiven de ilu ishtik velo choshiv alei mechayiv amachshava dizriya hashtanami mechayiv. Right? We'll say that that's a svara, that you took out one chit, half a grogris for zriya, and then you change your mind for achila. But after you change your mind, or before you change your mind, the thing got bigger. So now there's a grogris. So now we say that it's still chayiv, because had you not changed your mind, there would have been a shear beginning and end. Even though you did change your mind, there's still a shear for what you changed your mind for in the end. So therefore you're chayiv. What about this next case where that wouldn't apply? Chotzi grogris, kigrogris l'achila. You took out, when you took it out, it was a grogris, and you had intention for eating. So there was a shear. Bitsamka, and then it contracted. It shrunk. Right? The moisture went out and became shrunk. The nimlach halel isriya, and then you change your mind, you're going to plant it. So now there's not a shear for achil anymore. Had you kept quiet and kept your first machshava, there wouldn't be a shear now, because your first machshava was lachila. Had you not changed your mind, and you put it down the way it was, you wouldn't be chayiv, because you picked up a grogris and you put down less than a grogris. But now, since you changed your mind, when you put it down, there was a shear, because now your intention was to plant it, and planting, you're chayiv on a kol shehu. Mahu. Hocha vade ki ishtik amachshava kamaisalo mechayiv. Had you not changed your mind, then there wouldn't be a hanacha with a shear, because the thing got smaller. Odilma, or maybe not. We don't go by what was before. Right, so right now, is there a shear or not? Yeah, you changed your mind, you intended for zriya, and there's a shear for zriya. When you picked it up, there was a shear for what's it called, for achila. And yeah, that's the intention you had. So you don't need the same machshava, and you don't even need a machshava that if you hadn't changed your machshava, you'd be chayiv even for this now. Now, the fact that you changed your machshava, even though the thing changed its size, since lemaisa, when you made the akira, there was a shear according to what you thought then, and there's a shear according to what you're thinking now, that's enough to be chayiv. The imtim tzolomer, and if you'll say, boser hashtaz linan umechayiv, that einachanami, that's the svara, that whenever you make the akira danocha, whatever your machshava is at the time, if the thing is big enough then that's enough. It doesn't have to be have been big enough at this at from the beginning to the end, or the same machshava at the beginning to the end, right? As long as the machshava fits the size at the akira, and the machshava fits the size of the hanacha, that's enough to mechayev. What about hotzi kegrogris lachila vitzamka? You took out a grogris, you had kavana for achila, so there was a shear when you picked it up. Vitzamka, and then it shrunk, and you still had kavana for achila. Now, if you put it down, you wouldn't be chayev. You didn't change your mind. Now there's not a shear for hanacha, because it's not a grogris anymore. The chazr v'tofel, but before you put it down, it got bigger again. Okay, mahu yesh dichui linyan Shabbos, or ain't dichui linyan Shabbos? Since at one point in your kavana remained for achila, and it wasn't a grogris anymore, and had you put it down at that second, you wouldn't be chayev. So that's it, right? Even if it gets bigger again, it's gone. The chiyuv is gone, right? That mice is finished. Now it was smaller, and you put it down over there, you wouldn't be chayev, then you're not chayev at all, even if it gets bigger. Or not, or maybe ain't dichulini Shabbos. La maisa, you go after what it is right now. We don't care if in the middle, had you put it down, you wouldn't be chayev. You didn't put it down then. You didn't put it down till it got bigger. So there's no inyan of dichui. We don't say that since at some point you wouldn't have been chayev, you can never become chayev again. We say we look at everything as it progresses, and therefore you be chayev teku. So on that last shayla is teku. Okay. And usually we paskin like all the imtim tzalomers. In other words, if the Gemara takes on that side, then that's the way the halacha would be, and the only the last case is a teku. Rashi. Okay, the tafcha, the omda al grogris, and then it got bigger, and it became a grogris, kodem hanacha, before you put it down. So now you change your mind for achila. So there was a shear when you picked it up with the kavana of zriya. Now there's a shear when you put it down with the kavana of achila. Okay, it wasn't the same shear in beginning and end, but the shear changed, and your machshava changed. The nimla chalela okla v'nichu mahu. Maybe only in the first case, where no matter what it was, there was always a shear from beginning to end. It's just your machshava changed. But no matter what your machshava was, there was enough of a shear in the beginning and the end. You had the bigger shear, so the fact that you changed your mind, that you it would have been enough with the smaller shear, but it's still enough even if you had not changed your mind. But in this, the next case, when you took it out, right, there wasn't a shear for what you changed your mind later. There was only a shear for what you thought in the beginning. You only took less than a grogris. So had you changed your mind to achila at that point, there wouldn't have been a shear, right? So there it's only because you had kavana for zriya. Now that you changed your mind for achila, right, that wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have been chayiv on the akira. But now it got bigger, a bigger shear. It expanded. So now there is a shear. But there wasn't, had you changed your mind in the beginning, right, you wouldn't have been chayiv on that. So maybe that's different. Therefore, maybe the akira and the anocha are not mitzarif. Because had you kept your machshava to begin with, right, you wouldn't, what's it called, wouldn't be chayiv now. If you had not changed your mind, there still would have been a shear. Right? The fact that you changed your mind doesn't make a difference, because had you not changed your mind, still would have had an extra, more than a shear. But in this case, where it changed, and had you kept your original machshava, you wouldn't be chayev for what you put down now. You had to change your mind because it got less. So maybe here you're not chayev. Baser hashto, baser machshava, the hashto is nina liyin hanocha. Or maybe not. We look at each thing separately, and as long as the machshava fits the shear by the akira, and the machshava fits the shear by the hanocha, even though it's not the same machshava, and even though had you kept the same machshava, you wouldn't be chayev now, that's irrelevant. We look at each thing separately. Maybe there's dichui, that if at some point had you put it down, you wouldn't have been chayev, then you can never become chayev on this. It's already nidchet, it's finished. Okay, it's like there's a shay, same shayla by kachim. Yesh dichu yotzel kachim, a behema becomes pasul for some reason, and then it becomes kosher again. So yesh dichoy. So since it was pasul at one point, it never becomes kosher again. Or ein dichoy became pasul. Now it's kosher. It's kosher. By mitzvahs, we have the same thing. You had a what's it called a lulav or whatever that became pasul for a while. It grew berries. Not the lulav. The hadassah. They grew berries that were pasul, and now you took off the berries. So we say dichoy or not. Since when it had the berries on, it was pasul. Now you take it off, it doesn't become kosher again. Or maybe what's it called? Not. And there's all different shilas of dichoy. Dichoy meikara is where it was pasul to begin with, and then you made it kosher. That's more logical that there's no dichoy. Because you didn't push it. It wasn't pushed away. It just never was ready. Now it's ready. But if it was kosher, and then it became pasul, and then it became kosher again, that's more of a reason to say it should be pasul, to remain pasul. So the shayla over here is there dichoy legabi the halachas of Shabbos or not? Since it was pushed away from a chiyuv chatas for even a minute, it never comes back. Therefore, the original akira is bottle. Because had you put it down at that second, you wouldn't have been chayiv. So therefore, even though later on it became chayiv again, and you put it down when it would have been chayiv, but now that moment where had you put it down would have been potter, separates between the original Akira and the final Hanacha. When now it got bigger and you put it down, it's a Hanacha that's not connected to an Akira, therefore you're potter. Okay. The Rishonim here ask, in the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara says clearly that if you have something, you have a nevela, and it's not a kezayis, okay? And then moisture gets into it, and it becomes a kezayis, you're not chayiv on eating that kezayis, because it's basically not a kezayis of nevela. It's a kezayis of nevela with a bunch of moisture in it. What's it called? So why over here does the Gemara seem to say that legabi Shabbos, it's definitely a shir, right? That's not the shayla. Shaila is only, is there a separation between the Akira and Anocha? But if it would have been that you had this thing and it was less than a shear, and then it got bigger, right? And your machshava was the same beginning to end, you'd be chayev if that's the shear, right? So it seems to be a stira between the sugyas. So the Rashba says that there's a difference between Shabbos and Shari Surim. By Nevela, the Torah said you're chayev on the Chomer of Nevela, right? So if you have Nevela plus water, right, that's not nevela. You're not eating a kezayis of nevela. You're eating kezayis of nevela plus some extra thing from the outside that made it bigger. But by Shabbos, it's not the chomer that you're chayiv on. It's the shear, right? You're carrying something, right? How big does it have to be? It doesn't have to be all wheat. But if it's a piece of wheat that's bigger because it's, what's it called, because there's moisture in it, now still it's a grogris, now it's chosher. Doesn't make a difference. So lechora, that's what the Rashba says, right? Where the iser is the chomer of the thing, right? The material. Then if it got bigger, that's not the same material anymore. It's two different materials. But if the shchiyuv is because of size of chashivas, then you don't need all of that to be that material. You need that thing to be big to be chashiv. So even if it's big because there's some liquid in it, that's also big. That's a chashiv. What's it called? That's a grogris of food. That's what the Rashba says. The Ramban says there's no reason to be mechalik like that. It's the same thing. We'll see in 1 second what the Svara is. He says the difference is like this. Over here, the thing was originally a shear. That's what it's talking about over here. And then it got less, and then it got more again. There, since it's going back to what it originally was, that's already considered a shear. Over there, it's talking where it never was big enough, and it became a kezayis because of the moisture. Not where it was big, then it got less, and then it got bigger again. Right? That's what our Gemara is talking about. That Gemara is talking about where it never was that size, and now it became that size because of the moisture. That's what's it called. Since it never was a kezayis, then you're not chayim. That's what the Ramban says. The Siddur Machlokas is like this. Chaim asked a question a day or two ago. These shiurim, or maybe longer than that, these shiurim, are they halacha l'moshe mi Sinai? Right? In other words, no matter what happens, generations change, but the Torah gave these shiurim for these things. This is what's called kosher, right? In these things. Or no, it depends on chashivas, what people normally do. So things change, generations change, and things become kosher differently, right? If you hold that it really depends on what people carry out, then it makes sense to say that this is different than a veilah. Because it's not that this thing, there's a certain halacha that this thing has a shiur. It's a chashiva, so if it's big enough, if it's chashiv, then that's the Rashba. But if the pshat is, it's halacha l'mosh misinai, this chomer has this shiur, right, then if it's not that chomer, then it's not that shiur. Right? It's a mamash halacha l'mosh misinai, like any other halacha l'mosh misinai. And the nafkamina would be, can these shiurim change? Right? If today people don't consider that important or whatever, nobody does, then maybe it's not important anymore. Or no, that's halacha l'mosh misinai, and generations don't change it. That's when the halachas of Shabbos were given, it was given legabe different things. Okay, certain things, l'chora, where there's machlokas in them, it's hard to say it's machlokas and halacha l'mosh misinai. Those things, l'chora, depends on the chashivas. And the things with like Oakland, it's like grogris, even though, let's say, people, you know, get bigger stomachs and bigger mouths or whatever, and the grogris is not chashiv to them. There, the chorus, mosh mamish, halacha l'mosh misinai. All foods is a grogris, right? For all people, it's mashma that it's something across the board. It's not stamal chashivas. In any case, but other cases, there seem to be like the more like the other tzad. But in any case, that's the machlokas over here. Is hotzah of Shabbos, the shiurim, are they on that chomer? That's the halacha l'mosh misinai, then it's exactly like a kazayis nevela. You can't make the chiluk the Rashba does. But if it's not on the chomer, it's just that this is what people consider important because of size. So if it's the right size, even though it's not all exactly the same material, that's still chashiv. Okay. Let's go on. Okay, next case. Bo mine rova mirav Nachman. Zora kezayis truma labayis tome. You had a kezayis of truma, okay, and you threw it into a tome house. Okay, mahu. So what's the halacha? So where it says lamai. What was the shayla over here, right? What's the question? We talk about Shabbos. We're talking about tuma. We're talking about truma. What exactly is the halacha? Ela inyan Shabbos. If we're talking about Shabbos, kegrogris plain. Kazayis truma. You're not chayiv on hotzah or zrika on Shabbos because not a grogris. Right? You're only chayiv on a grogris of food. That's a shear. So if you throw a kezayis, it's less than a kegrogris, and therefore you wouldn't be chay. Right? So that's partial. What's the shayla? Ela inyan tuma kebeya ochlin ba'inan. And if we're talking about tuma, right, if it's makabel tuma or not, you threw into a tame house, and the question was, if you throw a kezayis of truma into a tame house, does it become tame? L'chor, in order to become tame, it needs a kebeya. Right? That's the shir legabi tuma. Tosus over here is all through Shas, brings down that that which you need a kebeya to be makabel tuma, beya legabi tumas ochel, that ochel is either not makabel tuma or not metame with less than a kebeya, right? From this gemara is mashma that it's not makabel tuma. You threw a kezayis of truma into a tame house, and the gemara says it won't become tame because not a kebeya, right? Mashma, that anything less than a kebeya of food, it doesn't become tummy. It's not makabel tuma. Less than a kebeya of food is not makabel tuma. You have to need a kebeya for it to makabel tuma. Okay? Rashi, throughout Shas, holds not like that. Rashi holds that which we need a kebeya for tumas ochlin is only that it should be able to matami something else. But that it itself is makabel tuma is any amount. Right? Any amount is makabel tuma already. Even a kosher. You only need a kebeya to be able to matame something else. If it was less than a kebeya, it's tame, but it won't make it something else tame. Right? From this gemara is mashma, not like Rashi. Okay? And there are rayas, lakan, lakan, from all over. Okay? And even though there are brises and toseftas that seem to say that even less than a kebeya is makabel tuma, Tosus learns in all of them that's only nasmachta. It's only midrabana. As everybody agrees that less than a kebeya is makabel tuma midrabanan, but midoraisa there's machlokas. Rashi holds even min haTorah it's makabel tuma even a kol shehu, And Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, holds that it's only Mekabel Tuma, it's only Mekabel Tuma with a Kebeya, Min HaTorah, and only Midrabanan, less than a Kebeya. Okay. Rashi also holds that even though he holds it's Mekabel Tuma, less than a Kebeya, even a Kol Shehu, but it's not Mekabel Hechsher, with less than a Kebeya. In other words, in order for something ochel to become tameh, it had to have one of the seven mashkim on it. It had water, one of the other liquids on it, at some point. If it never had any liquid on it from the seven mashkim, then it's not mekabel tuma. So Rashi also learns that even though it's mekabel tuma less than a kebeya, if it didn't have a hechsher when it was a kebeya, it was started off less than a kebeya, and it never had a hechsher, and water came on it when it was less than a kebeya, then it can't be Mekabel Tuma. It can only be Mekabel Tuma if there was water on it when it was kebeya, then it became less than a kebeya, now it can be Mekabel Tuma. But if the water never came on it when it was a kebeya, only when it was less than a kebeya, it's not Mekabel Tuma. Okay. How Rashi answers this Gemara, he doesn't explain. But in any case, this Gemara seems to say that have a kazayas of truma that you threw into a house that's tamei, the Gemara took on for sure, it's not a kebeya, forget it, what's the problem? No shayla. Okay. Gemara says, la'olam l'nyan shabbos. No, the shayla was, you threw a kazayas of truma into a bayas tamei, the shayla was l'gabi shabbos. U'kigon de'ika pachas mi'kebeya oklin, v'hai mashlima l'beya. What happened was, there was a half of beya of oklin, and what was in the house, what's it called, in the house already, tummy, and now you threw in another half, okay? And they joined together. My, since now you have a kebeya of Oakland, and it's mekabel tuma, right, or it's metame, or it's mekabel hechsher, whatever, the status changed for something, okay? Let's learn like Tosfos, because the easiest way, Tosfos says it seems like the Gemara holds that it's not mekabel tuma, wasn't a kebeya. So therefore you had a half a kebeya of truma in the house, and it wasn't mekabel tuma, because it was only half a kebeya. Now you threw another kebeya of truma into the house, right, and it went next to this one. Now there's a kebeya together. Now it's mekabel tuma. So since legabe tuma, it's mekabel tuma, it changed its status, maybe that's chashuv enough to make your chayiv for Shabbos too. Or maybe not. Maybe even though now it's chashuv legabe truma, because it's mekabel tuma, so it affected chashivas. This thing made this kedeya mekabel tuma, so it's chashuv on its own. The fact that it became tame is chashuv, right? So then you're chayiv for Shabbos too, or maybe not. That doesn't have any effect, and for Shabbos you need grogers and finished. Omer leitnisua, bring you a raya from a brisa. Abishol omer shtei halechem v'lechem aponim shiuron kigrogris. If you carry out from the shtei halechem on shvuas or the lechem aponim on every week, the lechem that was on the shulchan, the shear is a grogris. V'amai lema l'inyan yotze b'kazayis l'inyan shabbos nami b'kazayis. Here also, the iser, right? You're not allowed to take these things outside the Azorah. If you take them outside the Azorah, the Shtei Alechem, they become possible b'yotzei. They leave their mechitza, the place where they have to be, and they go out of that place, they become possible. So if you carry them out from the Azorah on Shabbos, and you put them down outside the Beis HaMikdash, so you carry it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, right? You're only chai if you carry out a grogris. Why? This also same thing. As soon as you carry out a kazayas, it becomes possible biyotze. So just like over there, just like when you have a kebeya, it becomes tame. So even though that's less than a grogris or whatever, when you started it was less than a grogris, it should, since the thing's going to become tame, that should make it chashuv. Same thing over here. Since it's going to become aser biyotze, it should make it chashuv. We don't say that. We still say you still need a grogris. Right? So Mar says, no. Hachi hash. There's no comparison. Over there, you're chayiv on yotze, not when you get to Rishus HaRabim. You're chayiv on yotze as soon as you leave the wall of the Azorah, which is still Rishus HaYochid. Because Yotze has nothing to do with being in Rishus HaRabim. Yotze has to do with being out of the Azor. So the Isser came before the Chiyuv Hotzoah. Hacha Shabbos V'tumah B'havi Adodi Kashim. But over here, when it comes to rest in the house, right, that's when you're going to be Chayiv. You threw it from Rishus HaRabim into the house. So it's only when it came to rest in the house that that you're Chayiv on Shabbos, and at the same moment, it became Tameh. So maybe, since they come at the same time, that's what makes it chashuv. But the fact that it became usur now, and later on you want to be chayiv on it, it has to be, it's not the same time, they have no connection to each other. Therefore you need a grogris for Shabbos. Rashi. Ila inyan tuma, the miboya loch im nitma, letame tumas ochlim olav kebeya bo'ina. What's a shayla? Is a shayla, is a kazayis of truma become tummy when you throw it into a tummy house? That's no shayla. We know that in order to become tummy, you need what's it called? The kebeya. Rashi seems to say, right, you know, it's im nitma l'tamei tumas ochlin, that it became tummy not to what's it called to become tummy itself, but to metame other things. Okay. V'hai mashlimo, shenocha etzlo, v'hishlimo. This thing landed right next to it, and they became one shear. They came together now. And by it landing, they became Tameh, at the same time was the Hanocha. So maybe since it's so Chashuv that it became Tameh now, and the other one became Tameh, it's considered a shear. It's Chashuv. My, mid a Chashuv ha'zrika le'inyin tuma, Chashuv nami le'inyin Shabbos, ki'ilu hu'kegrogris, u'machayiv alo. The fact that it becomes Tameh, right, that makes it chashuv. Some say that this applies, therefore, to all Isurim, should be the same thing. Right? All Isurim, if you have a kazayas of nevela, so it's chashuv, because if you eat that, you get malchus. So there are Rishonim who hold that, what's it called, that if you carry out Isurim, which are chayiv, the kazayas, you don't need a grogris. Kazayas is enough. Okay, that's the shear for Isser. Same thing over here. Since Lemaisa, Legabi Tuma, right, it's Chayiv, same thing over here. So they ask, the Chora can't be. Because what's the Shaila with, what's it called, the Shtei Alechem and Lechem upon it. There also it's Osir to eat for a Zar or whatever, right? There's a Surim on those things, even without Yotze. So what's the Shaila with the Yotze? So basically what they say is that it's not all Isurim that this would apply to. Right? For instance, the Shaila was if you threw Truma Tahora, forget about became Tameh. Some learn that the Shaila over here is only if it became Tameh, because then there's no mitzvah to eat the Truma. But maybe the fact that it became Tameh will make it Chayiv. But if you threw Truma Tahora into a Tahor house, you're Chayiv on that. Because there's a mitzvah to eat Truma Tahora, and that mitzvah makes it Chashuv. The Shaila in the Gemara is because it became Tameh, maybe now there's no mitzvah to eat it anymore, it's not Chashuv anymore. No, maybe since it became Tameh, right, and at the same time, maybe that's enough to save it and still Chashuv, right? But if it would be Tahar for sure. According to others, no. It's only because at the same time that it became, what's it called, Tameh, is the same time that the Hanocha was. So maybe that's Machshuv it. But Stama, something that there's a mitzvah to eat or something that's Aser, doesn't have the same din. That doesn't make it chashuv. Now here it's the exact same time. And Tosa says also that it's dafka talking where you threw it. Because then the halacha is that as soon as it came close to the thing, right, even though it didn't rest down yet, you're chayiv. Right? Masha'enke, when you pass the thing over the other thing, you need a hanocha on something. So it doesn't have the same. The same time it's mashlim, it comes close to it, and it's mashlim, you're not chayiv on the hanocha until you put it down. So it's settled on something. And therefore, they don't come at the exact same time. So that's why the Gemara had to say it's talking where you threw it. Where you threw it, the halacha is, as soon as it passes over the thing, it doesn't have to come to rest. Right? As long as it's within three tvachim of the ground, it's considered like it's munach. But once you're holding it in your hand, it's not like that. And therefore, as soon as you, what's it called, the Hanocha and the Tziruf don't come at the same time. Okay. Let's see, finish the Rashi. Shi'uran b'kegrogris. So these things, im hotzion l'shus haram b'shabbos, if you took out lechem aponim and shtei alechem on Shabbos to Rishus HaRab, he took it out of the Beis HaMikdash, Yochayev, only with the grovers. Ba'amai, lema b'kazayis mechayev. Why don't we say Yochayev with the kazayis? Doch hashiva hotzah linyin of sula biyotze. Because the hotzah over here accomplishes two things. One is you're going to be chayev for Shabbos, for taking it out, but you're also going to be chayev passeling the thing, you're going to passel these things because you took it out of the Azorah. The I achle hu over belav. The choshev bekodesh pasul bar kosev litin lo sasulet. And if you eat it, you're over a lot. So you, by taking it out, you're accomplishing two things. You're gonna be pasul it biyotze and be over a lot if you eat it. The same thing by the truma. Now it's truma tameya and it's aser to eat. The achila bekazayis, and that iser is bekazayis. So maybe since now you affected a new iser on this thing bekazayis, so you should be chayiv even with a kazayis. And the ma'is is not true. The Gemara says you're only chayiv because grogris. The Gemara says chutz l'chomas azora lehekef achil shlifnei ezras noshim. Once you took it out of the azora into the chil, but it still has a wall around it. There was a wall around the wall of the azora called the chil. So when you took it out of the azora and you brought it to the chil, you were still in Rishus HaYochid. You didn't go out of Rishus HaRabin. And that's when it became possible. And that's when if you would eat it, you're chayiv with kazayis. Right? Oh, there's a snoshim shibachil, right? Or you took it out into the other snoshim, but both of them are Rishus HaYochid. Bahadi hadad the asin, and therefore, when it became pasul, you weren't chayiv yet for Shabbos. You're only chayiv for Shabbos when you took it out into Rishus HaRabim. So the two things don't come together. But here, when you threw the kezayis into the house, and it became a kabeya by being mitzarif with the other one, the two chiyuvim came at the exact same time. At the moment that it was set down, right, came to rest, and Yochayev for Shabbos, at that moment is when it was mitzarif to the other part of the kadeya. The isnach v'nitzarif im hashar, right, until it came to rest, it wasn't mitzarif, and until it was mitzarif, it didn't come to rest, right. Lo kibel tumasum in ha'avir, the halohavi beishir, there wasn't a shir. Didn't when it got into the avir of the house, it didn't become tamei. It only became Tomei, according to Rashi, Matamei other things, when it came down on the other piece. Memela, what's it called? It's the exact same time that it came within proximity of the other piece, is the exact same time that they, what's it called, that, what's it called, that it's Tomei. So two things come together. Maybe that's enough to make it Choshuv and Yerchayev.